If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Well, how do we introduce him now? I mean, last time we talked with him, he was playing around with his bird, I believe.
Well, it was Thanksgiving, you know, and it's a tradition for us to talk to Roger around the holidays. And here we are into the new year, and we've got a really good excuse to talk to him because he's been dabbling in showbiz.
He is now a movie producer.
Roger Treemstra, how are you tonight, Rog? Oh,
very, very good, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, we were just so tickled. And in fact, it was last week, the Chicago Tribune did an article on a television miniseries. It's on PBS called Walking the Bible, and Wednesday night was the first installment of the three-hour miniseries. And when they described Roger, they described him as a former TV weatherman, neglecting all of the years that he spent at WGN Radio. And you know what? You belong to us. I don't care what they say over at TV. You will always
can't
be.
Have you.
You will always be Radio Roger.
There's no doubt about that. That's where I spend.
You have a face for radio, right?
Exactly. The perfect. You know, especially the hairstyle is great.
That's it, yes. And all those years you spent with Bob Collins in the morning, oh, my goodness.
And Walter Phillips.
Oh, yes,
sure.
Of course.
I spent, I think, a total of 33 years at WGN.
Amazing.
Wow. It really is.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what's really amazing, that at 70, I'll be 76 in April, and to be involved in this project is kind of an unbelievable thing. And by the way, our ratings are usually... PBS has a rating of about 1.3.
Mm-hmm.
We did a 2.5.
We did
against the Rose Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that.
We had the best ratings of everybody except ABC, which carried the Rose Bowl. It was really unbelievable.
Wow.
But you want to back up and tell us about how this project all got started?
Yeah. It's one of these things, and I've told some people this. My whole life, I can tell, has been dedicated to get involved with this particular thing, and I'll tell you why. In 1998, I invested through a stockbroker with a company, which was headed up by Drew Levin, who was the executive producer of this event, and did very well. When the market kind of collapsed in 2000, I had gotten out and did well. I did, I think about a 9-to-1 return on my investment.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2001, Drew decided to get back into the business. That company had gone belly up, as many of them did during that particular era. And I got a call in 2002 if he was going to go back. And would I be interested in investing? And I did, and not at a major amount of money, but a certain amount. And then what happened, he met this Bruce Feiler, the fellow who wrote the book Walking the Bible, which was a New York Times bestseller. They called me back and said, well, we're ready to roll. We want to start the company. And to get this thing going, we need about $800,000. I said, well, you're talking to the wrong guy. I said, but I have a lot of friends who would really like to be involved in something like this to be put on television.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I want to make very clear, this is non-sectarian, it's non-evangelical. We're not trying to commit people or proselytize people to a particular faith. We're trying to do is point out the Bible is a real book. These are real places. We want to get people to read the Bible. That's where the power is with the scriptures. It's in the Bible, not some preacher, not some denomination, not some particular faith, because everybody thinks they have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible is where it lies.
So the television show is a documentary in the true sense of the word.
Exactly. There is absolutely... Well, I'll tell you what. I got about 20 guys involved with me. We raised $800,000. And most of my friends... are Christians. Drew Levin is Jewish, and so is Bruce Feiler.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not, and I really want to emphasize that, we're not trying to tell people, you know, our particular religious viewpoint is the right one. Well, anyway, then we got the company going and made all the arrangements to start the production. And he said, well, now we need to put this together, a couple of $1 million. To make a long story short, I've got about...
No, wait a minute. I got to hold you there.
Yeah.
When somebody looks at you and with a straight face says, we need a couple $1 million. But did your jaw drop and you say, right.
Well, I tell you what. This has been an amazing story for me. About 40 people are now involved with this with me, and we raised about $3 million.
And wow.
And I tell you the amazing part about this story. Several guys have come back to the table 2 and 3 times. And so we have on Wednesday I have to go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and be talking to some more people. But anyway, to make again, this company is in California. And, of course, the first time I went out there, I thought, you know what, I'm going to meet this guy, and he's sitting in a closet someplace. This really can't be happening. But it is happening. And it's on the air. Like I say, PBS is absolutely excited about it. Now, what we're going to do, Bruce Feiler, who I've met and talked to several times.
Author of the book.
And again, a best-selling author, and really a super guy.
It's only been out for a couple of years, right? I think it was like 2001 it came out.
That's exactly when the book came out. He just finished another book, which is called Where God is Born. Mm-hmm. And that's the next one we're going to do. It'll be a 3-hour one.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we're going to do 6 hours on the New Testament, The Roots of Christianity. So I want people to understand we're going to go through the entire Bible. So... It's been one of those journeys. Well, I think you guys knew that when I was at GN, I taught at the county jail. I taught Bible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And again, that really was an eye-opener for me. First of all, you guys know me pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not the most straight-laced guy in the world, but I have some beliefs, and I have that are very strong for me. But I learned the power of the Scriptures, not the power of the speaker. Because the most ironic thing in the world was when I was at county jail, here's the guy I was teaching there when I was in my 60s, and I'm talking to guys who are in their 20s and 30s, not what we would not call probably the most honorable citizens in the world, gangbangers, the whole bit, but you see what happens when they get into the Word of God, and that's what really convinced me of the power of the Scriptures. So the combination of knowing a little bit about radio and television, having had several businesses, and then you guys probably don't even know this. You remember I had a roller rink for a long time?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, we made a Hollywood movie there called Roll Bounce. And so everything I've ever done, somehow, in one way or another, I've been on the fringes of showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
Even at GN, you know.
That's right, sure.
I was a weatherman, you know.
Yeah, weather was second to the fact that it was showbiz. Remember, Dan Fabian used to say it all the time. He used to tell me traffic was a thumbsucker and weather was secondary. It was all about showbiz.
It was all an entree to showbiz.
Yeah, it was entertainment.
It certainly was. Well, that's the same thing here. So that's what this is all about.
If you would, take me back, though. Had you actually read Feiler's book when it first came out in 2001?
Well, what had happened when he called me and was talking about, you know, we're ready to go now. I read the book, and boy, I was really intrigued. In fact, there's an author, in fact, right now, the Narnia series. You've heard about that.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a great C.S. Lewis fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Feiler, I said, you know, you're the contemporary writer today who reminds me so much of C.S. Lewis.
Mm.
He has a tremendous way of writing and putting in words what I would like to be able to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very much intrigued. So I had a chance. He came and spoke at a temple up in the Northfield area, I think. And I heard him speak. And I said, and this was on a Saturday night, late at night, cold and rainy. And I was absolutely entranced. And that's when I decided, you know what? I want to be involved with this.
Mm. Uh-huh. And for people who haven't read the book, we're seeing the first of the 3-part miniseries, and this coming Wednesday and the following Wednesday will be parts 2 and 3.
Right.
But the book literally takes you on this journey, this thousands of mile journey across continents and countries and war zones and to all of the biblical settings. That whether or not you know your Bible, you don't have to be a Bible scholar to appreciate it, because you've all heard of the Garden of Eden.
Exactly.
And in places where you actually see that they exist.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. We want to make the Bible alive. What we want people to say, you know what? This is really a true book. These things have mm-hmm. occurred. Here's the places. And I'll tell you something. The intriguing part about this is where this thing is filmed. Everybody thinks the Bible is set completely in Israel. To be very honest, the whole part of it started in Iraq, Mesopotamia. So mm-hmm. we replaced it like Iraq, Turkey, and it was very dangerous. In fact, some of the places where we did filming, we had to go through 8 or 10 military check zones. We had to go in some places under a Kuwaiti flag. Mm-hmm. Some of the places where filming was done, days or two later, suicide bombers blew themselves up. Mm-hmm. So there was the whole thing was kind of an unbelievable journey. In fact, they had invited me to go out there, and I said, I don't think so. You guys remember when I was in Lisbon, Portugal, and had my heart problems?
Yeah, sure. That's right.
I didn't think I wanted to be in Iraq and mm-hmm. have some heart problems. But it's a great venture. We're going to be on this Wednesday night again at 8 o'clock. We're on some 330 stations. And just to tell you about those ratings, because I know this is the whole business, as I said, we rated a 2.5. The places where the Rose Bowl was important, Austin, Texas, we got a 0.2. Los Angeles, we got a 0.5. New York, we got a 3.
Wow.
St. Louis, we got a 5.5.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And PBS is so excited. So we know now it's going to be on. They want the whole series. And this is going to be worldwide. That's the other thing. Our people are going to be going to Europe, England, Germany, France. Mm. So it's going to be a worldwide thing. It's just one of these things you just don't expect to happen in your lifetime.
It snowballed.
It did.
Roger, let me ask you if I can.
Yeah.
Do you know, is there any difference in the times or dates that it will be aired in Chicago as opposed to some of the peripheral PBS stations that a lot of Chicagoans are able to see, like the Gary PBS okay. station or something like
right.
that?
Well, first of all, there's some 330 stations that it will be aired on. And we have, which is about 130 million households.
Wow.
And I'd say about 90% will be at 8 o'clock local time.
Okay.
So the best thing to do is just check, of course, your TV guide, and you'll make sure. But in our area, it's 8 o'clock local time.
And excuse me, let me emphasize, too, people might want to set their videotape recorders because you are up against some stiff competition on Wednesday night
yeah.
with Lost.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Back with a new episode. Yeah.
New episode. So the point is, if people want to make sure to see this, set your videotape recorders.
I'm real curious, Roger, if you will take us back to, and again, we're talking with Roger Treemstra. You all know, recognize the voice. Yeah, this is Roger, our weather guy for, as I like to say, 103 years.
You just, or as Bob Collins would say, Roger the weather dodger.
That's right, yeah. And we're talking about Walking the Bible being brought to television and the success of it in its first installment, first of a three-part series. Did PBS sign on before the project was done?
Well,
how did the relationship with PBS develop?
Well, Drew did Carl Sagan's Cosmos for PBS.
He
was an Emmy Award-winning producer.
Yeah.
And again, you know, some of the I don't know if I want to call them fringe groups, but there have been some people who have been a little bit critical of me because I profess to be a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and I said, yeah, that's true. And I had said that to Drew the first time we got together. I said, Drew, now you have to understand something. The Christian faith is very important to me. I've been born and raised in it. And so Jesus Christ is preeminent in my life. And I said, you're Jewish. He said, don't you know Jesus was a Jew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we've had a very, very, very good relationship.
And he had the credibility with PBS so that they
yes.
just said, oh, okay, on
yep.
paper this looks good. So they
yep.
didn't actually see the finished product.
Oh, no. But
wow.
Yeah, what we did is once we started, the whole thing was certainly faith-based. I mean, We had the $3 million in the bank. In fact, even more than that, because we had some other investors in other areas that was in the bank, so we could do the... Because one of the things you don't want to do, you don't want to start a project and say, well, now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Right.
So right from the beginning, we start, you know, as we had little parts of film, maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, we start whetting their appetite. And it's not an as you guys know, you're in this business, it's not an easy task to get PBS onto this.
Mm-hmm.
But because of his history, because of the fact that he is an Emmy Award-winning producer, and Cosmos had very, very good ratings with Carl Sagan, mm-hmm. that was an entree for us. So, yeah, we had certain things going for us right off the bat, but at the other end of it is this is not, as I said before, not an easy. We had one place where our people who were shooting film in Israel, I think it was in Jordan, the whole truck tipped over and one guy had 16 stitches in his face. And another time, especially in Egypt, one of our people would not be allowed into the country of Egypt because he happened to be an archaeologist who did some things in Egypt which people didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the dynamics of that whole area. What we're trying to do also, beside the fact that we want people to get to the Bible, the Christian faith, the Jewish faith, and the Muslim faith all started with their roots in Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not going to have peace in the world by trying to kill each other. What we need to do is be understanding and find some middle ground where we learn to coexist.
And knowledge is the best weapon in the world.
It is.
Understanding.
And so that's what we're not saying, hey, you know, we got all the answers. Mm-hmm. Come over to our side and dance with us and you'll be happy here ever after.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying, go to God's Word, go to the Bible, read the Bible, and then let the Holy Spirit talk to your heart, because that's how it works.
But this was a
and also understand the historical reality of the things that you
right.
read in the Bible.
So you had to walk that line to keep it yep. interesting. So
yep.
you have that almost like the Indiana Jones archaeological angle of it. And then you got the adventure of just doing this kind of show.
It sounds like there's a book or a movie in the
making of the movie.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you something. That's why this is called TMC Entertainment. And the reason is it's a total media. Because a lot of people have said to me who've invested, they say, well, we're really ready to invest. Are we going to make any money? Well, the money will be made through the DVDs. The money will be made through selling things. I mean, look at what happened with The Passion. I think the first day the DVDs of The Passion went out, I think they sold 10 million.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so if you notice that, I don't know if you saw the show or not, but anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the things we'll promote. And then we'll be putting out Bible studies. And all of this is going to be directed to the Bible and not a particular faith.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to say I commend PBS, because on paper I would have expected this to end up on the Travel Channel or the Discovery Channel. And because PBS is free TV,
yeah.
I think this is a better deal for everyone, because more people have access to it.
And for all of the people who have in recent years lobbied against PBS, take a look at this,
mm-hmm.
and you really ought to rethink. You're not going to find this on free TV anyplace else.
Well, right. I'll tell you something. It's kind of interesting you say that, because those channels you just mentioned are dying now to get the product from us.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And the point is this, and there's no doubt it, the PBS has been known as having a liberal bent. There's no doubt about that at all. This is not a liberal bent at all. This is authentic. It's a documentary of the Bible. It's supported by faith-based people, but faith-based people of a different types of faith,
mm-hmm.
but who have learned to work together. And to me, it's just... I just can't believe I'm involved with it.
Well, Roger, back to PBS, though, and, and their thinking. Isn't it the bottom line that they're in business? They are a business, and they see a good product. I mean, for people who've not seen the show, The Washington Post has deemed it an instant classic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some pretty heavy positive things that are floating around about walking the Bible.
It's amazing. I'll tell you what.
You're pinching yourself. You're going, whoa.
When we got the numbers, of course, I had gotten together with a bunch of my friends who have and all these guys who have put money in this thing happen to know me, and that's what surprised me. They're willing to put the money in. But anyway, no. But
despite that, they still put the money in.
Very good friends of mine. I mean, they're the kind of people that I worship with. They're the kind of people that I've been to dinner with. They're people who I've known for long periods of time. And basically, I said to them right off the bat, I said, now listen, if you're not sold on the project, don't put any money into it.
Right.
I said, because I can't guarantee anything. I guarantee one thing. I will bust my tail and get this thing on the air, because I had a lot of confidence in Drew and had spent some time. And I said, I think we'll get it on the air. And I said, if that's what you want to do, join in. And at the time we started, we really didn't know if we would do anything beyond the first 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's gone so good, and since the second book came out, Where God Was Born, which is probably a much better book, it's really outstanding. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're going to deal with David and Queen Esther and all of these things. And then going to the 6 hours in the New Testament, it's kind of blown our minds, but PBS can't wait. So we'll be starting this shooting this probably sometime right after the warm season, and hopefully we'll be on the air with more TV in the fall, and then next year, and then when we have the 12 hours complete, we'll have a whole Bible lesson series that people can have in churches or synagogues or whatever they want. And the other thing is, PBS, a lot of people don't know this, but PBS is one of the television stations that's in all the public schools.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we'll have an entree there. So
it is truly an amazing story.
I just hope I live long enough to see it all.
You will.
This is keeping your heart good and strong.
Well,
you're so excited.
It is. The energy level that I have with this. I get out to California. I've probably been out there now half a dozen times. But I have pretty much free reign. One of the nice things, because I'm on the board, is, you know, I don't have any bosses, except those 40 guys who joined in. But it's been a wonderful venture. These guys have been through. I'll tell you, one of the guys who's involved is Paul Conrad.
Oh, really?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, Paul's a pretty spiritual guy. You wouldn't think, if some people think people who are kind of goofy like me and Paul, that we, you know, we're kind of like Jell-O, but There's maybe a little more content there.
But I don't mean to embarrass you, but one of the things that Johnny and I have always appreciated about you is a trait that runs through another. As a matter of fact, the guy whose music you heard when we were introducing you, that guitar player, that was Doyle Dykes.
Mm-hmm.
Doyle is, along with being one of the most amazing guitar players on the planet, Doyle is a very religious man who doesn't try to bowl you over with his beliefs, but just who wears his beliefs as a part of who he is. And if you're curious and you want to talk about it, that's fine. And he's very open in his appearances about why he's doing what he's doing, mm-hmm. about his music and how he feels
his music is his ministry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But again, kind of like you, he doesn't try to hit people over the head with, you have to believe what I believe. No, this is just a part of who I am, and it's a very natural thing.
Well, you know what? If you don't have some authenticity toward of your life, whatever it happens to be, people see through it pretty quickly.
Oh, that's especially if you're in the public eye.
Yeah.
You know, you can fool some of the, like that old cliche, some of the people, some of the time.
But if if people have been with you for a long time, so for me, it's an unbelievable. In fact, I'm getting calls. People want me to speak and go to some schools, and you know, because everybody recognizes the Bible is the most popular book in the world.
Mm-hmm. And people are hungry for information, which is a good sign.
And people are also hungry for some stability in their lives. Mm-hmm. Look at The Passion. Look at Narnia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, there is a kind of a thirst for this kind of thing. And because we're doing it in a non-sectarian fashion, that's why I think it's really going to be successful.
So again, set your TiVos and your DVDs for Tuesday. Wednesday part 2,
8 o'clock.
And the following Wednesday,
right,
part 3, and then watch the space. And we're just going to ask you if you'd just keep us in the loop, so we'll know about projects.
I will do that as soon as we have the next projects on. I'll keep you informed with what's going on.
I tell you what, if listeners want to email questions for you or about the series...
Is there a website, or is there any way people can get in contact?
Yeah,
or?
Here's the website. I'll give it to you. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
I'm looking for it. www.walkingthebible.com. Let me make sure I get it right here. There's two of them. One of them is www.walkingthebibletv.com. www.walkingthebibletv.com. The other one is www.tmcent for TMC Entertainment .tv. Those are two of the websites they can go to.
Oh, great.
Okay, we will link to them from our blog.
Good.
And please do, again, Roger, keep us in the loop, and congratulations, and
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get you guys a set of DVDs and send them to you so you can look at them sometime when you're at home. It's all high-definition TV, and the television production itself will blow you away. I mean, just looking at the scenery will blow you away.
Well, Roger, love to Jerry, and you take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roger.
Yeah,
bye-bye now. That's Roger Treemstra, and it's Walking the Bible. If you didn't catch it last Wednesday night, it continues this Wednesday and the following Wednesday, and then eventually the DVD will be available.
And the websites are walkingthebibletv.com or www.tmcent.tv.